An economic downturn is underway, and most people probably have no idea. It's not like the Great Recession, when the entire country could notice the impact. Yet today's decline is turning some people's lives upside down. As WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, players in the recycling industry are struggling, including in Milwaukee.
Bruce Adams hits the road every morning between 3 and 3:30 to scavenge for what most people would consider junk. But for Adams, it's money.
You know, I gotta move some of the stuff so I can get that on. This was heck.
What is that? 3 a.m. was a bit early for me, so I met him at around 6 at his house on Milwaukee's west side, where he's rearranging his load of found goods. Adams uses a bungee cord to secure a hot water heater, maneuvering around a microwave and a bunch of bikes. Soon after, we head for the scrapyard. Adams puffs on his cigarette and tells me that since he started scrapping, it's become an obsession. He says he's always scanning for treasures and then points to an old tube television sitting on a curb.
Nobody wants TVs. They'll smash the back out of them and pull the copper. But to reach in there with all that glass and stuff to grab that copper, I don't bother with it.
Okay.
Get cut up.
Adams says he's most excited when he comes across a washing machine.
Washers are heavy because you're going by the weight. So if I run into a washer, it means I got some weight on the truck.
Scrapyards pay for the material they want based on its weight. As we pull into the scrapyard on Fond du Lac, Adams lightheartedly makes fun of the slow-moving attendant.
And here comes Speedy. That's as fast as he goes. All the time.
An electric billboard out front lists today's prices. Bare copper, $1.75 a pound. Sheet iron, $90 per ton. Whole cars, $125.
Aluminum cans, 43 cents. Wow.
Is that good or bad?
That's bad. It was 75 cents last year.
It's at scrapyards like this across the country that people feel the drop in commodity prices, the prices the market will pay for items such as copper and plastic.
One of the reasons for the high price rises was Chinese was buying up a lot of stuff, but from what I understand, their economy has slowed down.
That's Marcus Bandos. He and his wife own Felix Bandos Waste Materials, a scrapyard on Milwaukee's near South Side. Bandos says not only are commodity prices low, but the U.S. dollar is strong, so buyers are turning to cheaper countries for scrap. The result? His business is down.
Oh, it's declined by at least 50%.
I wonder literally how we're going to survive from week to week, month to month, and year to year, unless there's an improvement in the economy.
Melanie Bandos is co-owner and wife of Marcus. She says they've already had to fire 3 employees because things have been bad for the past couple years.
It's never lasted this long.
And Bandos says in previous years, there was always one sector of the business that could sustain it.
If the metal market was down, the paper market that we also deal in, as my husband explained to you, could carry us, could sustain us. That's not the case any longer.
Public recycling programs are also filling the squeeze. Rick Myers works with the City of Milwaukee's program.
So basically, right now you have communities that are needing to adjust. Either their operator is losing a lot of money, or the city is losing money.
Meyer says the contract the city has with its recycle yard operator shares the risk. Milwaukee's curbside recycle program still makes money, but it expects to bring in about $600,000 less than normal this year. Meyer says it looks as if things might turn around in 2017. That's welcome news for scrapyard owner Melanie Bandos.
So what's your hope?
That we get through this year as a viable business, that we don't have to close our doors, lay anyone else off, and that hopefully...
Bandos says right now, hope is all she has. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.